Yesterday I mentioned that sometimes we may shake an apple tree and a mango may fall. So what does this mean practically? And how can we see this in our own lives? Yeah. Maybe I'll speak from my life so that I can explain. So I was attracted to Krishna consciousness because Krishna consciousness answered my questions. The first devotee that I met, he came to my room for a program. The program was from 8 to 9, from 7:30 to 8:30. And after that, from 8:30 to 2:30 in the morning, I was asking him questions. So, question answer attracted me to Krishna. But then, after I started practicing bhakti, after I became a brahmachari, then I was asking a lot of questions to everyone. And some devotees started labeling me as a jnani. Too intellectual. So, then, and now, there are some devotees, when I would travel in India and I would preach, I would find that there are some devotees who would appreciate my class, but others, they would just put off. One devotee told me, your class means, ek ghante ka dimag ka kasrat karna. 1 hour you have to do intellectual hard work. So, now I felt that this is the way I can serve Krishna, but still I was also noticing that that there were devotees who were not so appreciative of it. And there are quite a few number of devotees like that. So then I was traveling and preaching, I did that for almost 10-15 years. And then around, I was hoping that, I knew that there are devotees who are intellectually oriented, who need this kind of presentation. I had to search and ask many senior devotees for answers to my questions. So I felt that if the devotees had questions like this, if they could be answered, they would be enlivened in their bhakti. But I had no idea how I could do this. So I was praying to Krishna and I was hoping that some way it could work out, but nothing seemed to be working out. So in 2011, once I had gone to the Juhu temple for some programs, and in the morning japa, I was just chanting very intensely. And suddenly there's a water had spilled over there. So I just fell on that water and my whole leg, it was fractured very badly. It was the same leg which I had polio, it was fractured very badly. And then immediately I was rushed to the hospital and the operation was done. And then the doctor told me, you cannot travel anymore. At least the way you are traveling early, you cannot travel. I was so miserable. I felt that, you know, if I don't travel, how will I reach? But then I was connected with some devotees. So I was in the hospital, I was there for 1.5-2 months. So, I was giving some classes on Skype to some devotees. So, once I was giving a class to some devotees in Bangalore, and I was speaking about the opulences of Lord Chaitanya. Six opulences of Lord Chaitanya. Okay? And I just closed my eyes and continued speaking. And then suddenly the internet connection went off. And I didn't realize why. And somehow they also called back, but they couldn't connect. So, I was speaking for 15 minutes. And nothing, there was nobody there, but I didn't realize because my eyes were closed. And after 15 minutes, my phone rang. So those devotees finally tried to call from phone. And then my first reaction, I wasted 15 minutes. But then the next moment, it struck me that actually when I was speaking about Krishna, I was happy. I was absorbed in Krishna. So it struck me that for speaking about Krishna, I don't need an audience. So that gave me the idea that I knew that there are many questions which people have and need answers. So at that time I thought that I can start a question answer forum on my website. And that's how I started the question answer forum. So then I started, and there are many devotees in different parts of the world who are nourished by the questions. And I also feel nourished because people ask thoughtful questions. You know, people are not just, even if you ask a question, also sometimes people ask just basic questions, you know, how can I improve my chanting? How can I become more humble? These are all good questions. But they're standard questions. There are many deeper questions also which people don't ask. So from this question answer forum, I am myself nourished and I feel that I will serve the devotee community also. Now almost more than 3,000 questions are answered over there. So it all began. In a way, you know, I was praying to Krishna that give me some forum, but I got a fracture instead. But through it all, Krishna worked it out. So, you know, if we just, Yudhishthira Maharaj is told by Vyasadeva that The inscrutable will of the Lord is surely for the good of all human beings. The inscrutable will of the Lord is surely for the good of all living beings. If you do His will, you will realize it in due course of time. Says Krishna's will is inscrutable. So how exactly He works, we can't understand. But with faith, we understand that it is for the good of everyone. And how it is good, that you may not understand immediately. If you do His will, you will understand it in due course of time. So if we, you know, there is in our life, there is our desire, our intention, our action. That's in our control. And the circumstances that we are in, the problems that we are facing, the solutions that we get, all this, those are not really in our control. But if we keep doing our part consistently, you know, Krishna will work in His own way. And He will provide us opportunities for serving Him in a way that is inspiring for us, that is beneficial for the devotee community. So it's like the... Now, we don't know in advance what the mango is going to be. But what we do know is that Krishna is always our well-wisher. And if we can maintain that faith, then wherever the opportunity comes, Krishna, we will get the intelligence. This is what I should do. So, quite often, as devotees, there are two aspects. That one is, we try to do our service well. Whatever services we have exactly, we try to do it well. But another aspect is that we are also looking. You know, what are the things which, other things which I could be doing? See, just like, Devamrit Maharaj once gave this example to me. I love that example. He says, that suppose you are working in a company. You are doing the job which your boss tells you to do. But at the same time, you are also thinking how you can grow in your career. Maybe I can learn this skill also. Maybe I can learn this application also. Maybe I can learn this particular job also. So, when we are working in a company, at that time, we understand that my growth in my career is my responsibility. It is not that just I do whatever the boss tells me to do, that is enough. That we have to do. But along with that, we are also proactive in thinking how we can grow in our career. And similarly, as devotees, we should always be thinking how I can become a better instrument for Krishna's service. We do what we are told to do, but at the same time, you know, our senior devotees, our spiritual master, they may not be knowing so much about us. So we may have certain talents which they may not know about. So we should be observing our talent. That means just as we take it as our in our career, we take it as our responsibility to grow, to become more multifaceted, to become have more knowledge, and to become a better performer in our academic life. Similarly, in our spiritual life, we should be thinking how I can become a better instrument for Krishna. How I can become a better servant for Krishna. Better servant for Krishna doesn't just mean becoming more surrendered to whatever instructions we get. It also can mean finding out ourselves how we can serve. So we look at our talents and we look at what opportunities for serving are there. And we find that there's some other opportunity for serving which is more suited according to our talents. Then we try to develop a course in the body. It's not that we have to, it's when we are working in a company, it's not that we don't do what the boss is telling us to do. But we don't limit ourselves if we want to really grow in the career. We don't limit ourselves to only what the boss is telling us to do. We also take responsibility for our growth. So like that, if we take responsibility for our growth, then we will find a way by which we can move on. So it's, bhakti is about following instructions, but there is a standing instruction that we are meant to practice bhakti lifelong. Prabhupada, we have practiced bhakti lifelong to go back to Krishna. And our spiritual master, our spiritual guide, they're not going to be there by our side lifelong and tell us, do this, don't do this. So, one part of following the instruction of Srila Prabhupada or following the instruction of our spiritual master is also finding out how we can practice bhakti lifelong. So, if we can find a service which we will feel inspired to do lifelong, then that is a very important way in which we are following our spiritual master's basic standing instructions. So that means taking inventory, understanding our talents, understanding what opportunities are there, and finding a service accordingly. So when we, as I said, we don't know what the mangoes are, but we do know what we are weak. If we explore, we can come to know what we are good at, or what we can do well, or what we like to do. whichever you want to put it. And we try to create forums for doing that. So basically, if we made that resolve that I want to practice Bhakti lifelong. And if I have to practice Bhakti lifelong, what all do I need to do for that? So we get the inspiration from senior devotees. But also, if we can find something which inspires us, so for example, preaching is a service. Now, if we can become a preacher, wherever we go in the world, there are always people to be preached to. So we will have lifelong service. Similarly, there are other services also which you can do lifelong. So the point is not just following instruction, the point is becoming a lifelong servant of Krishna. And that means we should be able to keep practicing bhakti even when we don't have any specific instruction. There's a disciple of Shri Prabhupada, Ishan Prabhu. Last year I was in Alachua. Alachua is like a community of retired devotees, retired Prabhupada disciples. They're living in the retreat over there. So I met him over there. So he tells one story in Prabhupada memories. When he was in London, at that time, Prabhupada was asking all the devotees, London was the rest, European headquarters. So what is happening in France? How is the preaching in Germany? How is the preaching in England? They're all asking. So Ishan Prabhu came to Prabhupada and he asked him, Prabhupada, everyone has something to do for you. What can I do for you? So Prabhupada said, please give me something to do for you. Prabhupada said, what do you want to do for me? So, no Prabhupada, whatever you tell me, you do. No, what do you want to do for me? He said, I don't know. I never thought like this, what should I do for me? Prabhupada said, understand our philosophy. Our philosophy means to find out what we want to do and to do it for Krishna. Then he went and he thought. Then his childhood he liked to do some work with clay and shaping things. So he said, Prabhupada, we get these mudangas from India. Those mudangas, they often get spoiled. They crack and they break. So I'm thinking I can use synthetic material from here or material available locally and I can make mudangas which won't break so easily. So Prabhupada smiled. He said, big smile. He said, yes, your god brothers are very passionate. So make mudangas. Make such mudangas that even if they throw it down, they will not break. So from that instruction, he got a whole lifetime of service. And he did that service, making various, not just mudangas, various other things he made with clay, and he got a whole service for Krishna. So it's bhakti is about following instructions, but bhakti is also about following the instruction to stay lifelong in the service of Krishna. And that means finding out how we can serve Krishna. So in that context, you know, looking for a Mishika apple tree, that means we have a specific problem and we look for a specific solution. But we can do that and we should do that. But along with that, we also consider that, okay, how can I serve lifelong? And that when we find, that's like the mango falling in our life. And that's how we can be open to Krishna's plan, and whichever way he comes, we'll be able to receive that plan.